All right, back here in Kingsford, it's halftime. The Braves taking on the Flivers tonight, game two of the season. And Mason Kinnunen, probably the one of the main heroes from last week's game up in the swamp. How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good. You know, it was a long game last game, but this game's going to be interesting.
So tell me, you're a senior now. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, well, I think we got cheated out of our high school with COVID, and it's been pretty quick until, you know, we hit senior year. It's just been ridiculous.
I bet you're thankful, though, that your senior year appears, at least for now, to be a normal year, you know, without what the guys in last year's class had to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just glad that everything's back to normal mostly, and I'm just hoping to have a great year this year and, you know, play some good football.
Well, you certainly did in overtime up in Calumet. You know, I'm thinking they got a third and goal at the two. I'm thinking, oh, man, this doesn't look too good. They'd been running the ball very well. Tell me what your mindset was those last two plays, so yourself personally and for our defense.
Just grind it out. You know, we had a long game, and there was no reason to stop when we had to stop. So, you know, we just grinded it out.
So describe that last play where you made the stuff on the quarterback.
You know, I just broke through, and, you know, we locked eyes, and I was like, I'm coming to get you. And he knew it was coming, and, you know, it just is what it is, you know.
And you knew you had backup, too, because if you didn't get him, we had another guy right next to you, right?
Oh, yeah. I think we had Solis. Was it Solis? And for me, yeah. And he's a good player, and he totally would have. He would have come up through that hole with me, and it would have been either way, we would have gotten it.
Well, it was a with the emotion of that game, describe what it was like for you to actually win that thing. I mean, I saw the video in the locker room afterwards. The guys were pretty pumped. What was it like for you to pull that one out, given the horrible weather and everything up there?
I will say it was one of the most interesting experiences in my life so far. It was pretty crazy.
Well, tell me what your plans are after high school, man.
So I want to become a welder, which is, you know, it's a good job, and I'm working right now to get all of my certification done, and that's what I'm going to end up doing, is going to Bay just to be a welder after high school.
Well, that makes a lot more money than radio guys, I can tell you that. Right?
I mean, I don't know.
That's right. You haven't seen my check, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
All right, you don't want to, trust me. All right, say hi to whoever you'd like to listening, Mason.
Well, I'd like to say hi to my family. They're going to be here. And anybody else who's listening from Gladstone, you know, it's going to be a fun game, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right, good luck tonight, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, more coming up at halftime from Flivver Field. After these words, you're listening to Gladstone Football.